now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Well, sure you do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us some love. We give us some love back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's the way you can get us, the way you can transport with us, the way you can take us to the beach, to the work, to the job, to the hospital, to wherever you need to go. And it's all about the platforms. First of all, you can get the network, Sports Byline USA. Click the Listen Live button. Well, there we are. Not so bad to start out with. And as you can see on the front page, when you go there, all the interviews, all the archive stuff, terrific interviews, celebrities, world of sports, world of entertainment, world of music, world of video, it doesn't matter where it is, World of Warcraft. And if you're more interested in just being able to pick and choose as you go along, and you're moving down the road a little bit, well, guess what? You got an Apple device, you got an Android, got a laptop, and a little tablet, and I'll be dealing with Sprint with them today. You can get any of the shows on the device, anything on the network on the device. You can go to Stitcher, you can go to iHeart, you can go to TuneIn Radio. Everything is right there for you to pick and choose. And let me tell you something. It doesn't get any better. There's Listen Live buttons. You can also go into the archive. You missed Monday's show. You want to hear an interview I did. Boom, right there for you. You missed something on Wednesday. Hump Day Edition. Bam, right there. Can't get any better than that. It's pick and choose radio, radio on the go, and it's all there for you here. Not only on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, but specifically on the Spano and Black Attack. And don't forget the American Forces Radio Network. If you're overseas, you're protecting this great country of ours, believe me, it's appreciated, and we're happy to give you a little bit of a taste of home. We'll be right back on the other side and set the table for you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country, and I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, on that cheery note, welcome back to the attack. Bob Black. Joe's off on a well-deserved vacation. Sonny Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And we're going to set the table here for you. We've got Steve Popper from The Record at 40 after the hour to discuss some NBA and talk about the free agent signings, specifically with the Knicks here in the area, because they were doing some under-the-radar stuff, but they started it out with a big deal before free agency opened up, and it kind of spilled out into their philosophy. As Phil was might have been chanting in Montana as he was sitting there doing his Zen thing, but I'll tell you what, he had a plan in mind, and whether or not it comes to fruition as to the Knicks becoming a contender remains to be seen, but it was a bold series of moves, and of all the teams that were involved out there in free agency, the combination of no draft pick, free agency, bringing over guys they had drafted before from Europe, and trades, the Knicks have put themselves in an interesting position in the Eastern Conference. Are they ready to contend for a title? Hell no. But when you look at the core of that basketball team, if health smiles upon them, we're going to make some noise in the East, and we'll be talking to Steve Popper at 40 after hour one to discuss that with him. In hour two, Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. Now that the dust has settled a little bit and we have the opportunity to sit back on our haunches and look at what Kevin Durant did, triggering all the dominoes going forward, we'll talk about his impact on leaving Oklahoma City, what it means out in Oakland, but more specifically the impact it has on the city of Oklahoma City and the organization itself, as they truly felt they were going to get him back, but they were prepared for life without him, as Sam Presti does not get caught unaware. So we'll be talking to him at 40 after hour two. In between, we'll fill in the blanks, and there's plenty to talk about, some stuff that we need to catch up on from over the course of the week, including some crime blotter things. And, you know, first, our hearts and prayers go out to the city of Dallas, where five police officers were gunned down execution style yesterday. And you know, if you're down in that city, and I have a lot of friends down there and a lot of people that listen to the show down there, believe me, we are on your side. And this horrific thing, of which there is no excuse, happened. And it's a city in shock right now, and they're trying to pick up the pieces. So the world is not always about the world of sports. Sometimes the real world intrudes, and we just want you to know that we're thinking about you down there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, of course, when we're going to talk a whole bunch of basketball, which we are, we're going to start with baseball. And specifically in New York, and then we'll get to some trades and a whole bunch of different things, trade rumors, trade speculation, who fits where. things along those lines. That'll pretty much carry us through hour one until we get to Steve Popper. But last night, the Mets just, it was really an interesting game. They're playing against their division rival, the Washington Nationals, and it was a slugfest from Jump Street. Neither pitcher had it. And it was one of those scenarios where the bats were going to reign supreme, and it was a slugfest, and it was a question of who was going to outlast who. And, you know, when you look at it, it was an unproven rookie who was making his second start for the Nationals, Lucas Giolito, against the old veteran, Big Sexy. And in this particular night, Bartolo Colon did not have it. And he managed to get through five, but that was it. Or four and two-thirds, I should say, before they had to pull him 10 hits, 6 runs. Giolito didn't have it either. They're hoping to catch a little lightning in a bottle. He's rated the number one pitching prospect in the major leagues. And it was just one of those entertaining, it was 90 degrees at game time, and the ball was flying out of Citi Field, 8 home runs, the most ever. Daniel Murphy coming back to haunt his old team with his career high 15th home run over the course. But at the end of it, the story ended up not being about the lack of pitching. The story ended up not being about the slugfest that was going on. The story ended up being about a review in the ninth inning after Washington had gotten first runner on base, and Daniel Murphy slaps a ball towards the hole, whereas Drubal Cabrera makes just an astounding backhanded play and backflips it to Neil Walker at second base, who tries to turn the double play. Murphy's safe at first, but Jason Wirth is called out for interference on Neil Walker. It's a double play. Jersey's Familiar strikes out Bryce Harper to end the game. And the Mets walk off the field with a 9-7 victory. The reason why this is important, not only is it in the height of a pennant race, and you're against the division rival as the Mets close within three, they've been playing some good baseball, as has Washington. But the replay review came into play literally off of the Chase Utley takeout slide from the playoffs last year. And Jason Wirth was called out in a key moment, in a key game, in a slugfest, where it looked like the Mets closer was going to struggle closing this one out. Dusty Baker was not a happy camper. Jason Wirth was certainly not a happy camper. And to the credit of the Met announcers, because I'm watching the game last night, Keith Hernandez, Ron Darling, Gary Cohen. Gary Cohen, of course, was going to the letter of the law. This is the rule. This is why, you know, the rule was put into place. They have to call him out. The two ex-players sitting in the booth, even though it was their team that benefited from the call, excoriated the boys on Park Avenue and the people in Chelsea who sit there in the replay center and make the calls, and the umpire crew. Well, the umpire crew, it's kind of out of their hands once it goes to replay, for making this call. And the reason being, a couple of innings earlier, Jason Wirth did exactly the same thing that he did on the later slide. He did a takeout slide at second base, overslid the base, couldn't reach back with his hand and grabbed it, and was not called out. The runner on first was not called out as a continuation double play. And those of you who aren't familiar with the rule, that's the deal. You know, at the discretion of the umpire / the umpire crew / the replay crew, they can call out the runner at first base if it is deemed that the slide at second base is an illegal slide. And the way that the rule is written now, that slide was ruled an illegal slide the second time. The logic being that he started his slide too late and took out Neil Walker. But there's a combination of things going on here. And we'll pick this up on the other side because it just shows you the ridiculousness of what they've done to Major League Baseball, trying to over-legislate everything and knee-jerk reacting to everything that goes on in the field. Because Jason Wirth, it was a hard slide, but it was a clean slide. But according to the rules, it was a dirty slide. So they called him out, they called the runner at first base out, and it definitely impacted the end of this important baseball game between two division rivals. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. We'll get into more of the minutiae. If you're as ticked off as I am, you'll understand why on the other side.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off on a well-deserved vacation today, and this is birthday week. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And we're talking some baseball here, and usually I don't get city-centric, as it were, but this being a unique case and then involved one of the rule changes in baseball to overturn a particular play in a game when the game was still in doubt. And in yesterday's 9-7 victory by the Mets over the Washington Nationals, Jersey's Familia was struggling in the ninth inning. First batter, Jason Wirth, had gotten on with a hit. Danny Murphy came up, slapped the ball towards shortstop, backhanded play by Struble Cabrera. Beautiful play. Tried to turn the double play. Didn't happen. Jason Wirth starts his slide late, barrels into Neil Walker. Out at second, out at first, upheld by review. Strikeout of the next player, Bryce Harper. Mets go home happy. Washington Nationals go home not happy. And a confrontation between the umpires and Nats GM John Rizzo in the tunnel after the game, which we'll get to as well. But it, you know, look, it, like I said, the New York announcers, New York-centric announcers, and look, all announcers are homers to a certain degree. But the ex-players in the booth, Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling, one a borderline Hall of Famer and one a very solid pitcher throughout his career, they generally don't play favorites. They'll home out every once in a while, but for the most part, they keep a level playing field. And they were both in accord that these rule changes, although trying to benefit the safety of the particular players, they've taken it yet again too far on a knee-jerk reaction to one play in the playoffs. And in doing so, they've altered the landscape of the game. And in a way, they've made the second baseman in particular more prone to getting injured because of another rule change that they put into play. Now, here's the deal. Like I said, on the first takeout slide by Jason Wirth, he cleared the bag, slid through, and it was a legit slide. He started the slide. He didn't slide late. He slid through the bag. He had such momentum going that he actually could not reach back and grab the bag. Yet, although he was called out, the runner at first was allowed to remain on first. Nats actually ended up scoring in that inning. It was justifiable if you were going to use the new rule to call out the runner at first on that play because he could not reach back with his arm and stay within arm's reach of the base, which is one of the contexts in the rule. Second time around, and this was crew chief Jim Joyce making these calls, he starts his slide late, barrels through Neil Walker. Walker manages to get up and over him, albeit barely, and he comes down in a pile, but he didn't get hurt. The throw is late, yet they call the runner out at first, and it alters the game in the ninth inning. So right there, you have inconsistency on the rule itself. If you didn't call it the first time, I don't see any justification for calling it the second time. The ex-players in the booth were just screaming about the fact that, look, this was a hard takeout slide, old-school baseball, and there was no intent to hurt. There was no intent. This wasn't a Chase Utley thing. This was literally just a hard slide to try to break up a double play. It was clean. Both players agreed on that. But they called out the runner at first. And the over-legislation of baseball has come into play to the point where something like this is going to happen in a playoff game, because it would have happened last year with Utley and the Mets. And it's going to decide a World Series, or it's going to decide a playoff game. Now, the umpires have always had the discretion, if somebody intentionally tried to hurt somebody, to make that call. But now, within the rule, they almost have to make the call. And it's insane. It's taken the fundamentals out of baseball. You teach hard sliding on a young level to these players so that when they get up at advanced baseball up to the major league level, that they're fundamentally sound to make those kind of plays. It's a legit play. Baseball has legislated it out. But they've also done something else, which is put the infielders in jeopardy. And that's legislating out of the neighborhood play. Now, there were some players that, middle infielders, that took it to the extreme where they were nowhere near the base. when they were pivoting on a double play. I mean, to the point of I felt that umpires should have called it. But now, the second baseman in particular, because they're usually the ones making the hard pivot, shortstop drifts across the base usually and when the ball's coming from the second base side. But when you have to make the pivot and the turn, second baseman is the one that's most vulnerable. But what they did by putting in this particular play, this particular action, is they've actually put the second baseman at more risk because he has to keep his foot on the base until he transfers the ball from his glove into his throwing hand. And with that in mind, and it was a perfect example of it last night, had the neighborhood play been in effect, Walker could have drifted across the base, taken the throw, thrown out the guy at first, would have gotten him. Worth's slide would not have been deemed dirty, and the whole controversy would not have happened. But instead, Walker had to keep his foot on the bag, which, in turn, put him in jeopardy because when he went up in the air to make the throw, his leg was exposed. Worth started his slide late. And basically, it was a table leg standing there to be snapped by Jason Worth. Fortunately, it didn't go down that way. But the reality is, in order to protect the player by changing the rules, they actually put the player in more jeopardy by changing the rules. And, you know, again, it's year one. I'm sure Joe Torre and his people will look at it and maybe tweak it and leave a little more umpire discretion, maybe. But everything goes through the review board at Chelsea Piers where the replay systems are, and the other umpire, judge, whatever you want to call it, is sitting there with the rule book trying to sort out whether or not the rule was violated. And by the letter of the law, and this is where Gary Cohen's comment came in, which I understand, by the letter of the law, he violated the rule. The slide started too late. He barreled into the runner. And by the not the intent, but the written law, it was an illegal slide. So they called it. But the only problem is the lack of consistency because, again, you're not going to have everybody making calls from a video booth somewhere in Lower Manhattan. The umpires still have to umpire the game. The problem is that there was no consistency in this particular game. The rules as written right now, there's nothing you can do till the end of the season, till they either decide to tweak it or leave it as is, or do whatever they plan on doing involving both of the rules, the takeout slide and the neighborhood play. I think they need to adjust the neighborhood play. I think there needs to be some umpire discretion there and not where the second baseman or shortstop's leg is nailed to the base where it really puts him at risk for a serious injury. That's the rule I think they need to tweak. I think the other one is going to be kept in place just because of the outcry of Chase Utley, but I digress a little bit here. But what was lacking in this baseball game was the consistency, and that's where Jim Joyce got it wrong. And Jim Joyce is a good umpire. He really is. But in this particular instance, the lack of consistency within the game caused the reaction from Dusty Baker, caused the reaction from Jason Worth, and caused the reaction from Mike Rizzo, in the hallway afterwards. You know, there needs to be some common sense involved. There needs to be judgment involved by veteran umpires and, you know, particularly crew chiefs like Jim Joyce. He knows what's going on. He knows what the rule is. These guys are completely aware of what's going on. But they try to use some common sense. And unfortunately, that's the bad position they get put in those kind of scenarios, is the rule is the rule, is the rule is the rule. But use some common sense and use discretion. And that's basically what the managers have been told, is that discretion is going to be used. Yet, in two different instances, where the rule could have been applied both times. It was called differently one time and then differently again another time. No good answer. Jason Worth rightfully was upset because as a ball player, he's taught to play hard. And in that situation, take out the infielder. Dusty Baker was upset, but it wasn't worth getting himself thrown out of the game because he knows that the rule isn't going to get changed. And Mike Rizzo is going to end up getting fined from Major League Baseball or suspended for confronting an umpire in the hallway. All around a lose-lose for the Washington Nationals, who, oh, by the way, lost the game as well. Steve Popper from The Record. On the other side, we're going to be talking New York Knicks basketball right here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, phones go to hold as we're joined by Steve Popper from The Record to talk some New York Knicks basketball. It's been an interesting period of time here in the offseason. The draft, the trades, the free agency, Steve. It's never dull in Knickland, but evidently when Phil was sitting up on the mountain somewhere in Montana, he wasn't just contemplating his navel, was he?
That is nice for once. We were starting to wonder about it if we got completely off the edge there.
You know,
it's an interesting. Go ahead.
No. Go right ahead, buddy.
Well, what I was going to say is it's funny because we talk about what Phil is thinking and stuff, and it's hard to even have an idea now because everything that he did this summer sort of goes against the grain of what he'd been talking and preaching even a month earlier about, you know, this is culture building and, you know, we have patience, we're going to do this slowly. And then this very much reeks of what the old Knicks have done, getting a bunch of guys who have, you know, injury histories or possibly over the hill. And, you know, look, I like the moves. I like Derek Rose a lot. I like Joakim Noah. I was writing and advocating for Courtney Lee because I think he's a good fit with what they have here. I think even taking a chance on Brandon Jennings as a backup is a good idea. It's just you kind of every story we write has to be prefaced with the, you know, if healthy. And it's, you know, you can see this whole thing crumbling pretty quickly. The Derrick Rose one, I don't have a problem with. It's a one-year deal. You know, you still, you know, get rid of this, you know, contract at the end of the year. The other ones are a little risky. You know, you're going 4 years on Joakim Noah, who not only was hurt last year, but has seen his play drop off a lot in the last 2 years. So, you know, does he get it back? Being back in New York, you know, you got to hope that that's the case.
Well, you know, let's back it up and start with Derrick Rose. And right after, you know, in the crazy month of June when they hired Jeff Hornacek, and you kind of scratch your head over that a little bit, and we had you on when that happened. And we both like the hire. We both think he's a good coach, but we're thinking to ourselves, well, how does this exactly fit? Well, now that they're getting the pieces in place, we can see how they fit, and it all starts with Derrick Rose. It's impossible, I think, to knock a trade where you get a former number one overall pick who is still a very young man with questionable legs, but if for some reason he's able to regain form, well, you got a former number one pick MVP and a point guard on your team that can elevate the players around him and perform outstandingly. So as far as that trade goes, I'm with you. I have absolutely no knock on it whatsoever. And when you look at what you had to give up, which was really not much, you know, Phil just kind of stole the rug out from under Chicago on this one, I think.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, Chicago did not seem like they wanted to keep him. They seemed pretty set since before the draft. They were going to break up this group that they had. You know, it's hard to understand what they're doing over in Chicago right now. But the thing with the Rose, as you said, is, you know, what did they give up? A lot of people here fell in love with Robin Lopez, and he's a good player, a good guy, good locker room guy. There was an odd fit with him. He just isn't a 2016 player right now, the way teams are playing faster, smaller, switching, more versatile. He's more of a 1990s plotter. He's not a runner. He's not quick. He's a hard worker. But I think if that's the prize of what you gave up, and you're taking a gamble here on Rose, I think even honestly unloading his contract is a plus because you lose Rose's contract at the end of the year. Lopez had another 2 years beyond this year. So you're really clearing more cap space here for next year with this deal, too. Calderon already moved on from Chicago to L.A.
Yeah.
And Grant, you know, I was actually surprised some of the struggles he had last year for a guy who spent 5 years at Notre Dame, grew up in an NBA family. I think the point you brought up about Rose, though, and Hornacek is interesting because is this going to be a Hornacek coach team? Everything we've heard from Summer League, talking to players, is it's very much like last year. This system, you know, it's still a triangle. They're still being taught the same stuff. So it seems like, you know, despite the talk of, you know, Hornacek's, you know, style, this is not Phoenix, and he's going to run what Phil wants him to run still.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but I think Phil also learns on the go as he's been doing it in that, I think Hornacek will have a little more flexibility to push it when he feels the need to push it. And he'll actually have the guy who can do it, which...
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, for the Knicks, that's been a rarity throughout their recent vintage. And you brought up Joakim Noah, which he's always been one of my favorite players. I mean, going back, and Joe and I have had a lot of conversations on this, we both think of ourselves as aficionados of the game. Maybe we overestimate ourselves a little bit. But, you know, guys like him, guys like Dennis Rodman, guys like Lamar Odom are the kind of guys you need on teams to make it work. And they're the guys with the fire and the grit, and they do the dirty work, and they're not content with losing, and they do things that are underappreciated because it doesn't stuff the stats sheets. But when you look at it at the end of the day, they're winning basketball games. And with the health questions, I get all of that. But I'll tell you what, Joakim Noah is going to go into that locker room, and losing is not going to be accepted in that locker room.
Hey, absolutely. And I think the thing you left out is he is a tremendous passer. When you want to do high post passing like Phil does,
yep.
He's as good as they come. I mean, he really is a good passer. You know, part of it is the shoulder. Is that a problem? He says no. Part of it is, since that, you know, finishing fourth in the MVP ballot, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, there has been a drastic drop-off. Is it age? Is it wear and tear? We don't know. I think we'll see this year because he really seems like he wants to be here. He really has something to prove. I'm not sure I want to be holding this contract for the third and fourth years of it, but I think right now it's interesting right now. You know, and the Knicks are very much a play for today team right now. That, you know, despite what Phil has preached, this clearly was a move to play for now to make them respectable again. They were 49-115 in Phil's 2 years. Phil clearly was not happy doing that, and they made moves to make this team a better team right now.
Well, you know what else I find interesting about that? We're joined by Steve Popper from The Record. Is that I'm not saying he's going to be a complete mentor to Kristaps Porzingis, but I think what he's going to be is a guy who has his back. And look, Carmelo did all the right things last year. He said all the right things last year. Carmelo's reputation preceded him. I don't think he all of a sudden turns into, I'm the greatest team player in the history of the world. I think he's a good team player. But Porzingis, by the end of the season, he was physically worn out. I think he was mentally worn out. I think the coaching change didn't do him any good. I don't think Rambis did him any good. And now he has somebody in that locker room who's been through the wars, a fellow big man who can kind of take him aside when guys are pushing him around or trying to get in his grill or trying to get him to lose his emotions or anything else. And Noah can talk to him. He can kind of show him how it needs to be in order to be a survivor in this league. And I think it's something that isn't appreciated within this trade.
Well, I'll preface it with two things. One, I think Carmelo is an underrated teammate in that I think he did kind of take him under his wing last year.
Okay.
And Carmelo is a, you know, he does and says all the right things, including backing Derek Fisher and things like that publicly. Backing the triangle, he's never been a guy who, you know, questioned whether he wanted to be here. But I think even Porzingis would know that in the back of his mind, Carmelo was wondering last year, is this ever going to work? And Porzingis also, I will say this, for a skinny, scrawny looking guy, from day one last year, doesn't take the beating that guys want to put on. Guys want to make an example, they want to try and make a name, pushing him around, and he does stand up for himself. I think the best thing for Porzingis this year will be if they're a winning team, because you look at what the atmosphere was last year. You know, the kid was 19, 20 years old, but you could see things were a disaster. The team was not competitive. There was a lot of turmoil, the coaching, turnover. There was, you know, backstabbing on the staff. That's a terrible atmosphere for a kid to grow up in. I think that this year, you know, like some of the rookies we saw last year, you know, Stanley Johnson, Justice Winslow, these guys who were learning in the playoffs, mm-hmm. you know, kind of growing as the season went on. That's how you learn to be a winner, to play in those tough games, to play in those big games, to play to win. So I think that was a little bit of a lost year for him in that sense. I think that will change this year. I think, you know, whatever we say about injuries, Noah and Rose are both very hard workers. You know, I remember talking to Tom Thibodeau years ago about Rose, you know, before all the injuries came through, and just raving about his work ethic and that, you know, in practice he's the hardest worker. You know, that's what you need. You need guys like that who will, you know, are into this 100% and set the example for the young guys, you know, beyond the toughness. I think they're going to teach them how to win.
Well, that's ultimately the goal, and hopefully, because the kid's got the right attitude, it plays out that way. I was a little worried about depth, but aside from losing Langston Galloway, which, you know, unfortunately, I think he's a pretty damn good player, and I'm sorry to see him go. But they made some interesting moves, pulling a couple of guys in from Europe, getting Lance Thomas back, getting Brandon Jennings. And it looks like they're kind of working their magic a little bit behind the scenes to make sure it's not just a five-man team with a bunch of scrubs underneath it.
I think a much better job team, much better bench, much deeper team. I think Lance Thomas was a guy they really wanted to keep, and he's a guy exactly what we're talking about. Kid really worked to make himself better, you know, despite what was going on here. He came back last year so much better three-point shooter. He's a leader on defense. I think he's a great locker room guy. He's a smart kid. He's a hard worker. New Jersey kid, you know, local guy. Galloway, they loved for the same reasons, but there was, you know, there was talk within the organization that they didn't love, that he kind of didn't have a position. He wasn't a point guard. They had tried to force-feed him into becoming one, and it really wasn't his position. It wasn't a natural thing for him. He's a shooting guard, but he's 6'1", 6'2", so it's tough. He's a very tough kid, a hard worker, and made himself, you know, a name in this league, and now made himself some money, which is great. But I think they kind of were willing to let him walk away. You're taking a flyer on a guy like Jennings, but he's, you know, an explosive point guard, more fitting of what they want to do.
No question about it. We've got you for about 90 seconds here, so two quick things. Your article on the subliminal Phil move, maybe getting Derrick Rose and being able to let him go after a year sets them up for Russell Westbrook, one. And where do the Knicks fit in the East after all this movement?
Well, the first part, I think that's been an eye forward all along. I think the Rose deal was a one-year deal. We take a flyer. If he's great, if he's healthy, you know, and let's remember, it wasn't a leg injury last year. It was an orbital bone fracture in practice that started the season wrong and kind of threw him off. If he's healthy, if he's 2 years out from leg injuries, this could be a guy that you re-up for 4 years after this. You know, he's still very young, but you've given yourself the option of, you know, getting rid of that huge contract and opening up a spot for Russell Westbrook if you want to make that pitch. As far as where they fit in the conference, that's a tough one because I think we're sort of, you know, jumping ahead here of, you know, fantasy basketball, what they've assembled here. It's very difficult to take a team that is almost completely brand new, meld all these guys together under a new coach who's learning a system that isn't his system. There's a lot of moving pieces here that you could see this being a tough year to kind of put it all together, you know, maybe some stops and starts and speed bumps they're going to hit. And I think the Eastern Conference is tremendously underrated right now as far as depth of talented teams. You know, I think Cleveland is still number one. I think Toronto is going to be very good. I think Boston, you know, despite, you know, missing out on Durant, is still a very good team. You know, one of the best young coaches in the game. You had, you know, a talented guy in Jaylen Brown in the draft. You had Al Horford, who, you know, I love as a team player. I think he's a perfect fit there. I think they're going to be very, very good. You know, I think Detroit is very good. I think Milwaukee is going to be better. I think, you know, a lot of these teams, Orlando, I think Washington's going to be better. I think you're basically looking at the top two or three teams, and then there's about eight, nine teams that are bunched in there that you can see the Knicks finishing anywhere from fourth to 12th. It's a tough battle, and if you're going to be a 42 win team, you might be on the outside looking in this year.
Yeah, possibility. I'm with you though. I think they'll be better in February than they are in November, and we'll see how it plays out, barring injury. Steve, where can we find you other than your articles in the Record, Twitter, and all that kind of good stuff?
Twitter is at Steve Popper, where, you know, it's half Knicks and half annoying people and Knicks fans, but we try and keep it going. And NorthJersey.com is where all our stuff is.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time. We'll get you back on down the line. You know you're always welcome.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Steve Popper from the Record, NewJersey.com. And, you know, his take on the Knicks, it's understandably optimistic for Knicks fans, but a lot of what ifs have to happen. So as we get ready to step aside, we'll wrap up hour one just after this brief timeout. But, you know, we'll pick it up, give you a little taste going out the door, and then pick it up in hour two with some more baseball, basketball, and all kinds of things sports. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back. Well, excuse me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today on vacation. And Steve Popper joining us here on the Attack for a really good interview about the New York Knicks. And again, for people who don't believe that Phil knows what he's doing, well, you know, the results are still out there and to be determined. But the reality is he was sitting back in Montana observing the situation, recognizing that there was money to be spent. He didn't have draft picks. He stole a player from Chicago with the potential to be a great fit in New York. And again, we'll see how that plays out. Health is going to dictate everything. But a number one overall pick, a former MVP, and you get them for a bag of basketballs. That's pretty damn good upper management, if you ask me. We'll see whether or not he can stay on the court. That's the caveat. Well, that's it for hour one of the Attack. On the other side, we'll pick it up with some more baseball, and then later on in hour two, some more basketball as well, as we're joined by Joey McWilliams here in the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
The mayor of Dallas now says 12 police officers and two civilians shot during last night's sniper attack, five others killed. That's up from the previously reported 11 officers shot and one private citizen. Gunfire breaking out in downtown Dallas overnight after a protest against recent police shootings. And Dallas police say the three suspects now in custody, a fourth suspect dead after the attack on police during a downtown protest. The president in Warsaw, Poland, weighing in early this morning, saying the attack in Dallas, a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on law enforcement.
Dallas were on duty during doing their jobs, keeping people safe during peaceful protests. These law enforcement officers were targeted.
This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he's willing to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Newt Gingrich says the answer is yes if Donald Trump wanted the former Speaker of the House to be his running mate.
If Trump offers the position and is serious about it, which I think he would be after our conversations, Cliss and I would feel compelled to serve the country.
That's Gingrich speaking on Fox News on the record. I'm Joe Gomez.
Meantime, in Washington, the head of the Republican Party says one thing is clear after the FBI director's testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Hillary Clinton lied on multiple levels. She lied about having one device. She lied about having one server. She lied about turning over all work emails.
Right.
She lied about not sending anything that was classified.
On Fox News, Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus saying he doesn't understand the decision not to charge Hillary Clinton over the use of her private server. This comes after FBI Director James Comey recommends Clinton not be prosecuted for the sloppy handling of sensitive emails while she was Secretary of State. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he'll speak at the upcoming Republican National Convention. The former presidential candidate meeting with Donald Trump yesterday, the likely GOP nominee, inviting Cruz to speak at the convention. The senator's office saying there was no talk of any endorsements. A new law banning the sale of almost all ivory in California is in effect.
Captain Patrick Foy is with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Law Enforcement Division.
It's been enacted by the legislature, a law to prevent the buy, purchase, sale of ivory. Not possession, just the sale.
Foy says fish and wildlife officers have been working with federal partners to combat trafficking of wildlife parts for generations.
We'll continue working as we have, but just upping our game a little bit when it comes to ivory trafficking.
The ban encompasses teeth and tusks of elephant, hippo, mammoth, mastodon, walrus, warthog, whale, and narwhal, as well as rhinoceros horn. Violations will be a misdemeanor punishable by fines of up to $50,000 and a year in prison. I'm Randy Fuller.
Wendy's telling customers who used a debit or credit card in Virginia to check their statements.
The fast food chain suffered a cyber breach at some franchise-owned restaurants, including 11 here in Virginia. Most of those restaurants are in the Newport News and Williamsburg areas. Wendy's first reported unusual payment card activity in February. Then last month, company officials noted that an additional malware variant had been identified and has since been disabled. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
And I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News on the web at usaradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are, or maybe not. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off on vacation this week and next week, and hopefully having some fun in the sun somewhere. And knowing Joey, he's on the beach right now looking at bikinis and trying to get that deep, deep tan. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at BobBlack71. If you want to annoy Joe at the beach, at JoeSpano56. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We had a nice hour one, capped off by Steve Popper from The Record and NewJersey.com. And hey, let me tell you something. The guy gets basketball. He really does. And we enjoy having guys like that on because, you know, the athletes will talk in platitudes a lot of times. The journalists, sports journalists, get right down to it because they're in the inner workings. They know what goes on in the locker room. And he gave us a lot of insight onto the Knicks from last year and hopefully what they can be this year. But like he said, anywhere from 4th to 12th, it should be an interesting season in Madison Square Garden. But if you're curious about that interview and any of the interviews that we do, and there'll be another one later in the hour with Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net, you know, it's all about being able to pull it up on your device whenever you want to pull it up. And the reality is that in today's day and age, it's radio on the go. Whether it's your PC, whether or not it's your laptop, your tablet, Android, Apple, your watch, whatever it is, you can get the Spano and Black Attack and specifically the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on your personal device. And if you're heading to work or you're heading to the beach like Joey is, or if you're heading to the park to walk the dog, or you're just taking a bike ride or whatever the circumstances are, you can tune in to the Spano and Black Attack and this network and get everything you want to grab. And just for example, just say you missed the interview with Steve Popper. Well, guess what? You can go right into the archives, grab the interview on any of these platforms, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, and grab the interview right away. Because I've talked to New York Knicks with the guy, and maybe you're a Knicks fan, you want to check out what he had to say. All that kind of stuff. The American Forces Radio as well. Stay safe, soldiers and sailors and Air Force people overseas as you protect this great country. We'll set the table for you on the other side. I'm Bob Black.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Pretty much the same thing if you ask most people. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. At Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. So let's set the table as we get ready to move forward in hour two here. And I want to continue with some baseball talk. We'll get to that crime blotter that I was teasing you with the last couple of days, because it is kind of interesting what's gone down over the last few days and kind of got lost in the fog of NBA free agency and people floating all over the planet and Kevin Durant not wanting to go through free agency again and all this kind of good stuff. But, you know, when you look at it in baseball, it's pitchers are so fragile. They really are. It's just you never know what's going to come around the corner. You can never have enough depth. There was a deal in Major League Baseball, and we'll talk about that, involving Boston Red Sox. Talk about home run derby a little bit. And continuing the conversation we were having in hour one, the Mets are one of the deepest, if not the deepest, teams in pitching, along with Washington. And their depth is going to come into play. And during the offseason, and I'm a Met fan, I make no bones about it, but in talking to friends who are fellow Met fans, one of the things we were talking about was who they should bring back, who they shouldn't bring back. I was a firm believer that Daniel Murphy needed to come back because of his versatility of playing in different positions. The Mets made it pretty clear from the beginning that they were not going to bring him back. And right now he's tearing up the National League. I think he's one of those guys that figured it out right in the heart of his career on how to be an impact player in baseball. And Washington's fortunate enough to get him, and they put him in an aging batting lineup to protect Bryce Harper, and they were very fortunate to have signed him, and the Mets kind of screwed the pooch on that one. But another guy that they felt that they should bring back was Bartolo Colon, and a lot of my friends looked at me like I was nuts, and I said, look, you have to understand something. Young arms are young arms. They blow out, they get hurt, there's innings concerns, everything else. And they need leadership because they don't know how to win. Now, they got a good taste of winning last year, but how to do it on a consistent basis, you have to build that up in your career. Well, Bartolo Colon has done that throughout his career. And the one thing about Bartolo is until his arm falls off, which it eventually will because he's 109 years old, you can hand him the baseball. He goes out on the mound. And good, bad, or indifferent, he'll give you 6-7 innings every time. You know, last night, not so much. But for the most part. He throws within the zone. He doesn't strike a ton of people out. He doesn't walk people. They hit him every once in a while. But he always gives you innings. And at the end of the day, you're in the game when he pitches. And it's nice to know that you have that guy that every 5 days is going to go out there and do that for you. Well, they did bring him back. Sandy Alderson saw it the same way. And now that the season is playing out a little bit with discomfort, and I mean that in the figurative, not the literal sense, of the Mets with their starting pitching, they're damn glad to have him on the board. And Noah Syndergaard has bone chips in his elbow. He's pitching through it. Steven Matt has bone chips in his elbow. He's pitching through it. Hopefully for them, they will be able to do it the entire season. They both had good starts after their last outings, in their last outings after they announced that they had bone chips. But now, Matt Harvey is dealing with thoracic outlet syndrome, which I had to look it up. I had no idea what it was. After coming off Tommy John surgery and having all the problems and issues about whether or not he was going to pitch and innings limits and all this kind of good stuff. Well, he has an issue with his shoulder. And what this is a situation that's going to have to be dealt with by surgery inevitably. But he's going to try a non-surgical treatment more than likely first. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of what this is, and I certainly wasn't, it involves the compression of the blood vessels and nerves that extend from the neck to the soldier. It can result in continued pain and numbness in the shoulder and throughout the arm. It is often difficult to diagnose. Most common procedure for this injury involves the removal of an upper rib near the shoulder. The operation lessens the pressure on the nerve bundle by giving it a wider area to pass. Okay. It's a serious thing. It involves nerves and shoulder, and if he has the procedure, he may never be the same pitcher. Now, for those of you who have watched him, he has not been a good pitcher this year. 4-10, pitching with a 4.86. Career at 2.53. His velocity, it's been down a mile an hour, a mile and a half. That's not anything that was hardcore, but he was trying to pitch through it. And he said after his last start, my shoulder's dead, my arm's dead, I can't feel the ball, which set up all kinds of red flags. There are a couple of instances of this happening in Major League Baseball. Matt Harrison, Jamie Garcia, they came back and pitched pretty well. Chris Carpenter, Sean Markham, not so much. His youth will work in his favor. His strength, he's a big, burly dude. But major shoulder problems after major elbow problems does not bode particularly well for him. He's going to try to go without the surgery. The surgery is going to be 4 months. So they're going to have to make a call on him. Now, he went through this when he was dealing with the Tommy John. He ended up getting it. He was out an entire season, came back and pitched brilliantly last year. This is not to say that this is going to happen again. And with this, the 4-month recovery time, because they are removing the rib, they're not going to be touching the nerves and all that kind of good stuff. They just have to, if the rib comes out, they have to get used to the, you know, being one rib less, and it is a major procedure. But it will take the pressure off the shoulder, in theory. If done correctly, he should be able to come back. If not, he's going to be a middle-of-the-road guy that he'll make a living in baseball, but he's not going to be the superstar that everybody projected him to be. And it's unfortunate, but this happens to Major League Baseball players, specifically pitchers. Sometimes they just get hurt and the body betrays them and they're never able to come back and be what they projected to be. We're going to find out. He's going to have surgery at some point. To be completely honest, from the selfish point of view, I wish he'd do it now and be done with it, and he'll be completely ready for spring training. Zach Wheeler's going to come back probably around August 1st. They do have depth. That's one thing that they do have. It's unfortunate to lose Matt Harvey, but it's something that's going to have to happen, and they're going to have to deal with. More importantly, he's going to have to deal with. And you feel bad for the kid. He's a competitor. I was never down on him last year like a lot of Met fans were. He was trying to protect his future at the same time competing for his team. And as we were talking about yesterday, baseball is a cold-blooded business. Sports is a cold-blooded business. When I was talking about all those franchised players in a National Football League, it applies in all sports. If you can't produce, they will not pay you. Simple as that. Now, nobody's going to throw a pity party for him, but the reality is he may never be the great pitcher that everybody projected him to be. It's sad for the kid, sad for the team, sad for the sport. You want to see these guys perform on an elite level, always. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, continue with that conversation, and evolve into other things, Major League Baseball. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano off today. A little bit of well-deserved vacation. And we're talking some baseball and specifically what's going on with Matt Harvey as he has a major injury to his shoulder. Fortunately, not structural, and this is where the aspect of it that optimists will see comes into play, in that, you know, they'll remove a rib, and if, for whatever reason, he can come back from it, we're going to find out. He could be fine and still be a dominant starter, but it's going to be difficult in that with this operation for T.O., no, not Terrell Owens, it's about a 50-50 rate, so it's a coin flip. And we'll see how it plays out. But it will and should shut him down for the rest of the season. You know, it's they need to find the best in the business at doing this procedure, and I'm sure the Mets will, although their track record with medical procedures has not been good. And they have to hope that this kid is able to bounce back and make sure that he can proceed with his career, whether it's with the Mets or with another team somewhere down the line, and be the major league pitcher that everybody hoped he could be. It's, again, it's very unfortunate for this kid what's going on here. And like I said before we went to the break, there were a lot of people that were down on him last year about the innings limits and all this kind of good stuff. Let's get something straight here. Now, I'm not a physician. I dabble with it when I'm with girls. But the reality is that from all appearances, this was not something that overuse from last season caused. His elbow, which is where the initial procedure is fine. He didn't seem to be compensating. This has been going on since the start of the year. He started out a little sluggish, built his arm strength back up. But this compression on the blood vessels and the nerves, that's his body. It's just the way his body is built, and it's something that, if for whatever reason, whether it's because of, you know, the aging process or whatever it is, that it's causing this issue with his shoulder. It's not he does a very unnatural thing in throwing a baseball, but it's not because of the fact that he's pitched X amount of innings. It's just the fact that he's a pitcher. It goes with the territory, unfortunately. And for that reason, again, the vulnerability of pitchers, it's there on a day in, day out basis, start to start, you never know. And even, you know, even Bartolo Colon, at some point the arm's going to fall off, but he's been one of those guys, and they're rare in baseball, that can literally, you just hand him the ball and you have no issues. It's just how it goes. So, you know, it's tough to watch. And with that in mind, you know, everybody's looking to make trades. Everybody's looking to make trades. This one didn't involve a pitcher, but it was depth. Because, again, you never know. Aaron Hill goes from Milwaukee to Boston for Aaron Wilkerson and Wendell Rio, both of who I am not familiar with. But Hill's 34 years old. He's hitting .283, 8 home runs in 78 games. Again, you're going for the depth because you never know. It's a long season. These guys get beat up, they get torn up. With Kung Fu Panda out of the lineup, Travis Shaw's in there, and Shaw's doing okay. You know, but he can't hit left-handed pitchers at this point in his career. He's only hitting 211. Well, Aaron Hill comes in. He's going to split time. And that's what's going to happen. Now, Rio, who they gave up, is the more highly touted prospect. Wilkerson was interesting because he came out of the Independent American Association back in 2014. And he, you know, he's a big league option. He's pitching to 273 in AAA. He'll probably go right into Milwaukee's lineup, rotation, to find out whether or not they got anything or not. At worst, he's going to be in the bullpen as a long man. Rio's the more highly touted guy. Can't hit yet. Number 17 rated prospect. He's hitting 186 in AA, so he's in over his head right now. But they give the chance for these guys to adjust. And the Red Sox, although this is a middle infield, a middle position guy, you know, he'll fill in everywhere, literally, in Hill, they're going to be looking for some pitching. And that's the direction they're going to go in. And they could end up finding a trade partner with Milwaukee again. Guys like Will Smith and Jeremy Jeffers could be out there on the market. So, you know, again, a little quiet move by Boston. But when you're looking to stay in a pennant race and accumulate depth, these are the kind of moves that you make and that you hope will give you a little bit of flexibility going forward. Trade deadline, not until the end of the month. So there's a little bit of time left. And we're going to see who are contenders and who are pretenders in the long term. But, you know, as far as the market itself goes, you've got, there's going to be a lot of players on the move. I don't expect it to be a quiet trade deadline. Because there are the usual suspects who are going to be out there. And then, you know, the fact of the matter, it's more art than science. It's just sometimes it literally ends up being the last second deal that can turn your team around, like Cespedes did with the Mets last year. And sometimes it's a trade that's made earlier. I mean, you look at what Texas did in getting their pitching staff in line last year, expecting that it was going to be for this year. And then they turn around and they made the playoffs. You know, but there are teams that are definitely going to be sellers. Teams like Tampa Bay. Logan Morrison will be out there. He's starting to get it together. He's not a middle of the order guy, but he's a good guy off the bench. And it will give Tampa a chance to look at guys like Richie Schaefer, their former number one pick. Jed Lowry would probably be out there on the market. He was rumored for the Mets for a while, but there are a bunch of other teams that'll be in play for him. And again, the A's, you know, he's 32 years old. He's not a great fielder, but he can hit. But he also has, you know, 6.5 next year and then a club option in 2018. So if you're getting him, you're stuck with him. At least for next year. And that's something you got to pay attention to. The Angels, who in theory should be getting rid of Mike Socha at any point in time here, and we'll see whether or not that happens after the All-Star break, but he seems to have nude pictures of Artie Moreno somewhere. It's just amazing how bad that baseball team has become. But they went the wrong route. Everybody in the team can hit, nobody can pitch. But they have a friendly contract in Yunel Escobar, a third baseman. Problem is, he doesn't really have the power, and he's got a clank glove. He's got a big arm, but a clank glove. But it's a relatively friendly contract. He's got 3.5 remaining this year and 7 mil club option next year. So you can bring him in as a rental. Pay the back end of the contract, and if you don't think he's long-term for you, you just blow him out the door. That's going to be attractive for a lot of teams. I mean, he hits for average. He'll get you somewhere around 300. And, you know, again, he's not horrible at third. He's not great at third. You know, if you have a need, and some teams do, if you don't have to give up too much for him, he's worth renting it. Jed Lowry, Zach Cohart, I'm sorry. Same deal, Cincinnati Reds. 1.46 remaining in 2016. Again, he's a rental, though, out the door. And again, he's a two-way. You get an injury at shortstop, one of those guys. Now, here's one that's intriguing. Ryan Braun. Now, Braun's coming up on his 33rd birthday. He's tested positive before. Still hits with pop, but he's owed $56 million through 2020. He has got to be, if he gets dealt, he has got to, number one, pull the mother load back in for Milwaukee. Number two, he's got to be the guy that you think is the missing piece that will propel you to the World Series. No ifs, ands, or buts. Years ago, you saw the Cardinals do it when they got Matt Holliday. You saw the Mets do it last year with Cespedes. He's one of those guys. But again, you're Milwaukee. You're trying to rebuild. You're trying to get some pieces on that team that are going to benefit you in the long term. So you have to do what Detroit did when they dealt with the Mets. Get two guys that you think are going to pitch on the major league level, two guys that are close, and two guys that are going to rock and roll for your organization for the foreseeable future. Because Ryan Braun can flat out hit, and that hasn't changed. But it's a lot of money to pay a guy on a last place team. So, as you start to look forward towards the trade deadline, other names will be coming up and we'll be covering them. But those are just a little teases out there that if you're a fan of another organization, you're looking and saying to yourself, I wonder how that fits. Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. On the other side, we're going to be talking to some Kevin Durant. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Day.
T-shirt! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. We're joined by Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. All things, all sports Oklahoma, focuses a lot on college, and high school. But the reality is he knows everything about all the sports that are going on in the state of Oklahoma, and he's our go-to guy. And he joins us this morning on the Attack. Good morning, Joey. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, anytime, my friend, anytime. Joey, it's the sports world, not necessarily shocked, but when Kevin Durant was up here in our neck of the woods, up in the Hamptons, not my neighborhood, of course, and he was entertaining offers from various different NBA teams, both Joe Spano and I were in accord that we felt ultimately he would go back to the city of Oklahoma City and be a member of the Thunder at least for a year, and then figure out his options once his running mate, Russell Westbrook, decided to figure out his options. Didn't play out that way. And I would say shock is a light term to use for the reaction in the city.
Well, I think that is the case. And first, Bob, if I may, I wanted to echo your sentiments from earlier in the broadcast and say in light of all that's happened just south of where we are in Dallas, that our hearts and prayers from all of us in Oklahoma are with the folks down there in Dallas, you know, with the Red River rivalry and all the competition that goes on between the two states. There's a lot that goes on sports-wise on the football field and the basketball court and otherwise. But south of the river, there are brothers and there are friends and there are family. And where I live is particularly close to Dallas. And so it is close to home. And so our thoughts and our prayers are with the families of all that they're involved. With that having been said, Bob, you're right. There was shock within the state. And I think that the general thinking was exactly what you said, that he would sign on for one more year and that whatever happened might happen in conjunction with whatever Russell Westbrook does. And so with that thinking, there were some of us, and I felt about 70-30 myself. I thought there was a chance that he would go, but it was definitely leaning toward staying with the Thunder at least one more year and making the run because, you know, that close to being in the NBA Finals, up 3-1 on the Warriors. The story's been told so many times, and we've heard it to the point that we're just sick of it. It turns your stomach to think how close the Thunder was to being in the Finals and what the team might have done had it gone up against Cleveland and matched up, you know, against the Cavalier team. So, yes, there's a shock in that, and I think it specifically rings out because of how much Kevin Durant was a part of our sports identity here, not just in the Oklahoma City area, but throughout the state. I mean, from the Panhandle to the southeast corner and all points in between, Kevin Durant was the sports icon. And to have an identity like that just seemingly ripped out, especially when the general thought was he would probably be here at least one more year. And yes, that does push things down, and you kick the can down the road just a little bit to think we can deal with this one year later. Let's enjoy one more year. It hurt, and there were a lot of people that were disappointed and, well, quite frankly, hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When I lived out there, there were only a couple of professional sports, and they were minor league sports. You had the 89ers, which was the Texas baseball team, minor league affiliate baseball team, and the Oklahoma City Stars, which was the Minnesota North Stars hockey team. And there really wasn't much else going on. And there was that, I don't want to call it an inferiority complex, but there was the second citizen status to the guys down Interstate 35 in Dallas because they had everything. They had the Cowboys. They had a baseball team. They had a basketball team. Eventually, they had a hockey team. And the arrival of Kevin Durant and the Seattle franchise moving to Oklahoma City after New Orleans had established itself in Oklahoma City after Katrina established Oklahoma City as a major league town. And they have bigger aspirations. They want a professional baseball team, a major league team. They want other teams, other leagues to come in and operate on the major league level. Kevin Durant was the face of the major league establishment in Oklahoma City, and all of a sudden he just pulls the rug out. And I would imagine that's where the fans feel the betrayal.
You're exactly right, and that is the feel, no question about that. I mean, this is a state that has, for all intents and purposes, found its identity now in the Thunder. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, we're 2 months from football season, and when the Sooners take the field, it's going to be a different story, and it'll be talk about OU of football, I mean, night and day, and probably within another week, once this settles in a little bit, that will kick in into full gear as well. But you're right, having that presence here in the state and having Kevin Durant as a likable character, not only that, I mean, not only was he the icon, people genuinely like Kevin Durant. They like what he did on the court. They like him as a person. He was a part of the community. It sounds like he's gone already, but he was. He was a part of the community. He gave. You know, he had the restaurant, which, by the way, not too many people are eating at KD's Southern Cuisine right now. It's gotten some rough reviews on Yelp lately. People have taken out their frustrations, as people are want to do anymore on the Internet, giving disparaging remarks, and some of them quite humorous, about KD's Southern Cuisine. But just with all that he's done, I mean, this is a gentleman that once tornadoes came through, and he gave $1 million to help take care of families and rebuild the community. We have tornadoes come through this area more often than I think anywhere else in the country. And Durant was willing to give back. And so there were so many people that had been invested in him in so many levels that, yes, there's a lot of hurt. Now, I will say this. Even with the burning of jerseys that you've probably seen in the news, and there were a few of those, and even with some of the things I mentioned about the comments online, that's not been everywhere within the city area. That there are, you know, it makes news, but it's not everywhere. There are most folks that just are disappointed. It is the point of conversation for the last 4 and now 5 days. It's a conversation starter. It's a conversation ender, and lots of conversation in between. Kevin Durant is definitely the talking point.
Yeah, no question about it. And we mentioned his running mate briefly, and Russell Westbrook will come up in the same situation next year. And, you know, I don't know if he has 1 foot out the door yet, but I wouldn't be optimistic about keeping him with Kevin going out the door. And there have been some rumor and some speculation that he and Westbrook, for all the facade that they put on in the press conferences and everything else, that they were not the closest of teammates. We saw a couple of instances where they got into each other's grills on the court, but off the court they seemed to be friends, but evidently not enough to sway Kevin Durant to stay in Oklahoma City.
Exactly, and that is information that is leaking out even more within the last 3 or 4 days. I think you have to keep up the ideal that they are very tight as long as you possibly can, but since the barn door's open and Durant has already decided to go out west, some of these little things are starting to creep up. But I agree with you. I don't think that it's a given that Westbrook will stay. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably more the other direction that he will probably go now that Durant's not here. And you take a look at the moves that the franchise has made. I'm not going to say all these moves have been made just for Kevin Durant, but to help to improve the program. You bring in like an Oladipo, who is a good scorer. His numbers will, I believe, go up with the departure of Kevin Durant. And you talk about the emergence of Andre Roberson and what he did in the latter part of the season, specifically in the playoffs, and even Russell. But these are guards, this is not going to accentuate a Russell Westbrook. This may supplement him some, but it would accentuate a Kevin Durant to have that kind of help around him. And so, you know, you have to think that Westbrook is already looking to go another direction. And as much as he also has been accepted in the Oklahoma City area, he may be more of a big city type person and may want to find himself with that as an environment.
Well, you know, it's interesting from that perspective, because when I was looking at the deals that Sam Presti was making, including the draft day deal, which was a big one. And we had Pat Williams on from the Orlando Magic to talk about it, and he gave their version of it as to why they would make a move on somebody and give up on somebody as quickly as they did with Oladipo. But I understood it in getting the Serge Ibaka presence. Presti seemed to be trying to gear the team in not only reinforcing for the future, but keeping Kevin Durant around and showing Kevin Durant, hey, we're not going to stand still. As close as we were, we're going to try to make it better. We came up with something here. We've got a kind of a twin tower thing going here that we're going to add to. And we're going to bring in a running mate for Russell Westbrook that can handle as well and give him a little respite off the ball when he needs to be doing it. So Presti didn't stand still, and yet again, it wasn't enough to hold Durant in place. And I like the moves that Presti made.
Oh, I like them too. And by the way, on that note, there is a general trust of Sam Presti in the Oklahoma City area and throughout the state, because they've seen what he's done and recognizing, number one, that the franchise did everything it could do. I mean, you were talking about having Durant up there in the Hamptons in your neck of the woods, so I'm wondering if I should hold you responsible for him being gone. It happened on your watch. But they trust him, and there's a reason for that. They've seen the good moves, and he doesn't just have knee-jerk reactions, and he didn't involving this as well. But in recognizing that, I think that the move even with Serge and the trade for Oladipo, not only that helps all parties. Serge was having a difficult time with the emergence of Adams and what he was doing on the court, and Enes Kanter, his role was increasing, and Ibaka's role seemed to be decreasing. I think this actually, all things being considered, and we talk about the fact that you try to do the best for everyone concerned, I think this will help Serge Ibaka to be with a new environment now, and maybe he will be able to step back up again because he was on the decline here. But you're right. These were things that were put in place that would help this program go further, and in light of Durant's departure, the people around here are waiting to see what Presti will do next, knowing that it's going to be a difficult road ahead for this upcoming season. You cannot now, with these pieces in place, look around and say, wow, there's a big gap of a 6'9" player that could shoot from basically anywhere on the court, draw a defense out at any point in time. And I say 6'9", I mean, he likely is taller than that, Kevin Durant is. But there are gaps, and they haven't been filled yet, but the trust is in Presti and what he can do.
Yeah, no question about it. And, I mean, this could be a bit of a step-back year for them. But I'm looking at the roster. They found something in the big guys that they can deal with. Adding Sabonis, he will have the time to develop a little bit, and I think he's going to be a very good player. I'm completely on the same page as you. I think Oladipo is going to thrive in Oklahoma City playing next door to Russell Westbrook. And, you know, Roberson, look, he's not going to be Durant, but if he can give you 12 points, 13 points a game, I think that can be offset by some of these other players. And we've got just about a minute, so I want your opinion on that before we let you out the door.
Well, then quickly, let me tell you, this it does. I will say, first off, I think Sabonis is going to be great. And I think also he'll have to develop a little, maybe more quickly, because I think he may be thrust into a couple more roles than what it would have if Durant had been on the court to see more time. I love what Oladipo can do. I think that Westbrook, if he sticks around and this year, expect to see a lot of Russell Westbrook. And in light of that, the team is looking that direction. A friend of mine who does marketing for one of the local colleges here, about an hour down the road from Oklahoma City at Southwestern Oklahoma State University, getting things for their auction and all the time, each year gets something from the Thunder generally, and this was picked up by one of the local news outlets. They give him a team ball or something like that. They didn't do that this year. They gave him a Russell Westbrook jersey. And I think that's not that the Thunder was mailing it in, but that it may be a subtle statement of this is the direction we're going right now. Let's promote Russell Westbrook and see what we can do. Will he be the face of the state of Oklahoma? I don't know. In 2 months, I can tell you it's very likely to be Baker Mayfield, the Sooners quarterback. But with that in mind, though, I think that's something that'll be pushed over the course of the next 11, 12 months, and maybe that is something that will help when negotiations really kick in following the season.
That'll be interesting. Joey, let our audience know where we find you.
OklahomaSports.net. It's your premier stop for college and high school sports in the state of Oklahoma. And follow me on Twitter, OklahomaSports_Joey.
All right. Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. Thanks for the insight. Always curious in the reaction of the city once a legendary player moves on. So appreciate the time. We'll have you back on down the line.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, Joey. Joey McWilliams here on the attack. And again, you know, pulse of the city. These things are important. They you know, it's always about where the player goes, not necessarily about what they leave behind. And I wanted to explore that a little bit with Joey, and he gave us a nice take on that. We're going to step out here. On the other side, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Hope you enjoyed this week's show. And shows, I should say. Want to thank Steve Popper for coming on board and Joey McWilliams as well. Popper from The Record and NJ.com and Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. To give their insight on the NBA, free agency, trades, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, again, you know, it's a sports show. We don't get into the current events very much, but the ambush of those policemen down in Dallas is heart-wrenching. There's a lot going on in this country that right now that is unsettling. And police officers being massacred is something that will not and should not be tolerated. On that note, I want you to enjoy your weekend. Think about your family. Think about your friends. And even those that you don't always get along with. And give them a good thought. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great weekend, everybody.